There have been more than 50 mass shootings in the U.S. so far this year. CDC data from recent years shows the growing number of gun-related deaths. Kara Anthony of Kaiser Health News went to a cemetery in southern Illinois. There, groundskeepers work in the shadows of the gun violence epidemic, burying victims, many of them children.
A cemetery sitting high up on a hill is called Sunset Gardens of Memory. In one corner, everything is smaller. Picture gravestones the size of a license plate. The cemetery workers use little shovels when it's time to dig a new grave.
We're in Babyland. This is where a lot of babies are buried.
That's Johnny Hare, ground supervisor here in Millstadt, across the river from St. Louis. His shift starts just after sunrise, and he doesn't stop moving until sunset. How long have you been working here?
Oh, 43 years. I just can't leave.
Hare says he's more than a groundskeeper. He's a caretaker. When a 3-year-old girl was shot and killed in the fall of 2021, Hare made sure she was buried in Babyland. Hare started adding small touches to this part of the cemetery more than 30 years ago to make it feel special. He built a bird bath and brought in angel statues that he painted by hand.
I just wanted to put some color in the angel and the babies.
The red on their clothes, the brown skin, the black hair, that's all you.
That's my doing now.
Another longtime groundskeeper, William Belt Sr., says it was awkward to walk by the gravestones without acknowledging them, so he greeted each one.
What would you say?
Excuse me. Coming through, then I got myself together. It was new to me.
The entire cemetery is huge, 30 acres.
I've been walking this hill my whole life, so it doesn't seem very big.
That's William's daughter, Jocelyn Belt. Not just her dad, but her brother and cousin are caretakers here too. In Babyland, parents leave dolls, little race cars, and other toys scattered on the ground.
They just do things so differently in how they grieve and how they process the loss, respect their memory and all that.
Gun violence is the number one cause of death for kids in the U.S. When the caretakers dig a grave, they feel that trend in their hands. These men collect data in their own way.
They don't necessarily know exactly what happened. They'll always know that something isn't right, health-wise, medically-wise. They know when the gun numbers are up because they'll get a lot of shooting victims and things like that.
The caretakers have faced two epidemics, COVID and guns. They did their best to keep up. Johnny Hare says many of the burials were for teens and young people who died from gunshot injuries.
One time, it was just every weekend. It was just a steady flow, you know. This one getting killed over here, this one getting killed over there. They fighting against each other, some rival gangs, whatever they were.
William Belt Jr., Jocelyn's brother, is also a caretaker. He says the work can take a toll, especially as a father.
When it's a kid and they've lived a life and then you see other kids out, like they might have been their friends from daycare or school or something, and they grieving, that's just sad.
But there's little time to dwell on emotion as the men do their work. Supervisor Johnny Hare says there's always plenty to do.
It's a job that got to be done. And this cemetery, no, there's nobody else to do it. You just got to keep it together.
I'm Carrie Anthony in Millstadt, Illinois.